Hi, Anthony.
Hey, John.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, all right. So, John, I have a question.
Okay.
What if they don't get in trouble? They are saying something like it's a one month no cancellation part of the policy. But mm-hmm. anyways, I have a question, John. The local, I'm trying to multitask here. The local listing. Now, mm-hmm. as you said, with PayCup, it's only local. They don't. Now, basically, you do ads and local. So that's why yours go further, because the ads is what goes further than just local, correct? Because you have a local listing, but
yep.
you have local listing plus the ads. Now, mm-hmm. PayCup local listing versus your local listing. They're relatively the same, or your local goes further than PayCup?
It's relatively the same, but with the exception of us optimizing you for Google Places. So you wouldn't just have an organic placement. You'd be listed next to the map there on the first page. So we do Google Places, Google Ads, and Google Guarantee. It's not just organic SEO. I mean, we still do everything in your optimization that they would be doing, but it's a little bit further as far as the verification process for Google Places placements.
Okay. So the reason why I asked this, what I'm considering is, because like I said, just can't. Because here's the thing: if they say I gotta be at least the first month, and they're going to make do the Google verification within the first month.
Mm-hmm.
If they do the Google verification, will you have to do it over? If I swap proof to you guys after this?
Yeah, session? Yeah, it's a different type of verification that we do for Google Places. It's still good to let them do your PIN verification, though. I mean, you're going to want to have that, too. So it's good to have them, like, at least go through that. But once we start working on your Google Business Profile, it'll literally kick them out of your Google Business Profile, so they'll have no access to it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But to answer your question, though, like, it's similar to a degree. I guess they don't continue to do the advanced optimization or the advanced verification. They just do the basic verification. They send you the PIN in the mail, and then if there's an issue with the PIN, maybe they'll have you send in some pictures and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Now, so basically what you was offering me, I just want to make sure I have everything clear. So your local listing is normally 300, but to try and match them, you can go down to the 200, and then the Google ads would well be 300, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, which equals the 499. Now,
exactly.
I got you. Yeah, that's pretty much the same with theirs. With their local anyway. With their local, they gave me 169. They gave me 169 a month for their local, but it started out at 200, just like yours. Friday, when I first signed up, it started out around 200. I told them, no, that's too much, and then they went down to 169. But it's just like yours, 200. Which yours is only 300, like you say. Yours is.
It's 299 on our website.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then 300 for the Google ad.
I gotcha.
Okay.
You're gonna need Google ads if you want to show up anywhere more than just your local area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I wish you caught me first before the other people.
I know. Timing. Yeah, timing's just. It's one of those things, man. You know, there's a lot of people I run into every day where I wish I could help them. I was just talking to a guy right before you called in, actually. He's like almost 80, and he had a fallout with his marketing agency, but like the agency he was working with was doing a good job. You know, there was just like a personal argument, I guess, at some point with one of the guys there, which, I mean, there's no room for that in business, but he just kind of was like, oh, I'm sick of this guy. And then they decided to part ways, but it jacked up his entire listing. Like, it messed up everything. Like, he lost a lot of his reviews, and they kind of went in there and were malicious about it. And I was trying to tell them, like, hey, if they would have called us before, you'd canceled that service and allowed us to get access to the profile and kind of get them out of the profile, they wouldn't have been able to do anything malicious to you, you know? And sometimes it's better that way than to just cancel it. Because when you tell them cancel it, and then if you guys are exchanging nasty words, you know, they can go in there, and, you know. Anyway, so it was an unfortunate series of events, you know. But timing is key, because, you know, if we would have worked with him even a couple days before he had made that determination, or maybe if he would have just bit his tongue and then, you know, signed up with us and then went a different route. But, yeah, it's unfortunate. Or if we would have caught him just to begin with before he ever got in bed with those guys, it probably would have saved him a lot of headache, you know. But all I can say is success on the internet is all about working with the right company, man. You know, you got to really choose wisely who you have a relationship with.
Yeah, I wish I knew about you guys. I didn't know nothing about. My initial thought was you got to go through Google to get on Google.
You can do Google Ads directly with Google. Yeah, that's what they shouldn't have done, though. That's a big red flag. Like, I can't believe they're even doing that to you, man. That's something, like, if we notify the Google headquarters of that, they'd get in a lot of trouble for that. You can't. You have to openly identify and let people know that you're not Google. Google will never call you. But you can call Google, and you can do Google Ads directly with Google. It's called AdWords Express. It's kind of like a simpler version of it that you could do, where you don't have to, like, get a full Google certification to do it. The more advanced form, you definitely want to get a Google certification so you know what you're doing. And then the Google Guarantee, you're going to want to go through a partner for that one, too, if you ever want to do Google Guarantee. But you could definitely sign up for ads without a Google partner or anybody, you know. You could do that on your own. You can call Google directly. But, yeah, Google will never call you, though, Anthony. I'll let you know that. At least know that in the back of your mind forever. If anybody calls you saying they're Google, it's not real.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty smart about it. They had the logo and everything. Cause they're like, they're with Google. They had the Google logo and everything when they sent me the email. But anyway,
yeah.
So like, this is all new.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I don't blame you for that either. I mean, you're doing the right thing. You know, I don't want you to feel like you're not doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. You need to create a Google business profile. You know, you need to get this stuff done. So whether it be with us or somebody else, you need to cross that bridge. You know, make sure that your business has a Google business profile and it's verified. That way you're legitimate and you're able to be found online, or even if you have like a word of mouth chain where people are finding you not on Google, but they're able to look you up and see your reviews and see you're legitimate. Those are things you're going to want to have. So it's better to start on that now than to kind of put it off and wait till later. But I think you could have done without all the theatrics and the misleading, I should say, that happened with PageHub. Yeah, but don't beat yourself up about it. I wouldn't say it's like it's money wasted. You know, it's always a good investment. Even if they're just creating a Google business profile, I mean, it's probably going to be faster to go through them than to try to create a Google business profile by yourself and get all that stuff up and running if you're not a super computer savvy guy. So at least you can get that out of it. But maybe it's just not a good fit as like a long-term solution, though, you know? Maybe it's just like, hey, get you started. Same thing with like Home Advisor. Like, it's not bad that you did that. I don't want you to feel like, oh, you made a big mistake and stuff like that, because it's not on you, you know. But obviously, you know, you'll learn over time. Like, hey, okay, I don't want to pay per lead for every lead. If I'm getting, you know, 20 leads and only getting 5 jobs out of 20 leads, you know, you're spending a bunch of money that you don't have to be spending, you know. So both of those platforms, I think, are something that you'll eventually wind up parting ways with.
Yeah. So, all right. So I'm definitely going to keep your number, John. I said no problem. I just got to deal with patrons first.
No worries. You could call in anytime, man. I usually only give my number out to our clients, but, you know, I want to, you know, they were asking me earlier, why are you spending so much time on this kid? And I was like, I don't know. You know, I was like, I like him. He's cool, you know. But, yeah, you could call in anytime if you want to just bounce some things off me or you want some advice on it. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go with you, man, but I got to do it. I mean, the thing is, I mean, 159 sounds good and all, but it's for the value, you know, what they're giving me.
Yeah, if you're getting nothing for it, then it's not worth it, you know? The main thing at the end of the day is you want to be on the first page. If you're not on the first page, then you're not going to get, like, 90% of your opportunities that are out there for you.
Yeah, and then they were saying, like, it's going to take them, like a month or two to get to the first page. So I start out on the fourth or fifth page.
That's normal. Yeah, an SEO is going to take...
Oh,
okay, I got you. That's not good. Yeah, they shouldn't be taking your billing information and running a transaction without being clear on what you're getting and when you're getting it.
Yeah, so let me try and get them, see what I can do to get them off the way, and I'll try and call you back now.
Yeah, no worries. Get it taken care of, you know? I mean, it's a long-term thing, so... You know, it's not wasted time if you gotta do what you gotta do or put some hours into it. You know, you gotta think it's for the company's advertising for the next, you know, year, 2 years, 3 years, however long you're planning on doing this thing. So take your time with it and let me know when you're ready or if you have any questions.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Like you said, I know you didn't have to take off the time with me, but I appreciate it.
No, it's all good, bud. It's all good. Yeah, I'll be talking to you soon, and then I also have you on our list, too, for a callback. So if they do fill this spot and I can't work with you locally, I mean, we could always do ads, too. You could still call in. I could do ads, but I have you set to be called back for the next opening, too, even if they fill this one. So, you know, we'll talk again.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
All right. All right. You have a great day.
Have a good one.